greetings to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name that's above every other name. In the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses. Because He, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is Lord. He's above it all, and in Him we live, we move, and we have our being. Yep. Oh my gosh. Looking at all the things going on around us right now in the world that we live in, and you know, it can look, if you take it on a surface level, yeah, it's going to get you down, because you're not dealing with logical people, you're not dealing with a logical situation, you're not dealing with rational and reasonable. What you're dealing with, by and large, is a bunch of programs that are all being pushed out and scripted. And we continue to see this, and you as a processing, thinking human being shouted down for seeing that the emperor has no clothes. You know, when you, I know most of you probably know that story, but that story of the emperor that had no clothes, basically some charlatans come into this emperor's kingdom, and they say, you know, they've got this very special fabric, but only if you, the most wise and discerning, could see it for what it was, and to other people it would be invisible. And so when they started to pretend like they're presenting it, people pretended like they could see it, because they didn't want to be seen as they didn't want to be seen as not being wise and discerning, and so they all started playing along with this ruse. Of course, the emperor, he didn't want to seem like he couldn't see the fabric, so everybody's like, oh my gosh, this is such nice, such beautiful colors, such this, such that, and they all, a bunch of yes men, all of them falling for this program. And as the emperor is getting dressed with his apparel, and which is, doesn't exist, because they're clothing him to go out in front of the public, and then as he's going out in front of the public, everybody's like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful, until one kid says, the emperor's got no clothes on. And as soon as he says that out loud and draws attention to the obvious, then at that point everybody else starts to say, well, actually, yeah, he doesn't have any clothes on. Then pretty soon everybody realizes that the emperor is naked, and they have all been taken for a ride, they've all been fooled, they've all been played. And meanwhile, the guys that did it to them, you know, they've taken off with the money, and laughing all the way. You know, this is one of the reasons why dissent and the voice of logic and reason and truth is so dangerous to the worlders, because you don't need everybody to wake up in order to cause something to dramatically change. If you have just even a small fraction of the people realize what's actually going on, that's enough to make a seismic shockwave. It's enough to change things so much that control is lost. See, this is the reason why in the days of old, they, you know, these people that were truth speakers would be chased from city to city, that they'd be living in the wilderness and in caves, and they'd be chased around. It's because that voice of truth was so dangerous, and if people saw and heard that voice of truth, it would disrupt the entire status quo. People would then start to not believe the illusion, not believe the challenge, not believe the what's being given to them, scripted to them, and they might start to challenge the system. They might start to actually realize that they can leave, And, you know, this is the reason why the computers and all that kind of stuff is also weaponized against truth. Why there is so much shadow banning and blocking and, you know, I'm amazed, you know, when I look at the Faith Mix podcast of, you know, how long we've been doing this and how much the circulation of these has been cut. How much there was a time, I'll give you an example. There was a time, and I'm not one for numbers, and I'm not one for the way that I've always done it has been just, all right, God gives us something to put out, we put it out there, and we let it be what it is, you know, and that's kind of been the way that we've approached things. And if it reaches some people, praise God. If it blesses some people, praise God. If it makes some people angry, okay, take it up with God. But we just do our thing, right? I mean, there were times where, especially when we were active in, you know, promoting and engaging larger audiences and all the rest of that, that, well, I don't even want to go into the numbers, but it was a ton of people that were reached. You know, at least like had viewership had been exposed to messaging that had come from us. I mean, you know, you're talking 300, I mean, I saw one time like a stat where we touched like 360,000. Okay, you know, and now today, just cut back to, I mean, just completely, just every single platform just cut down to nothing. You know, so for people that are able to get the message and to actually listen, you know, well, welcome. But okay, so on a natural level, that kind of thing is frustrating, and it's got to be the Spirit of God that quickens you to do whatever you do. Because on a natural level, you know, okay, on a natural level, what has been the benefit to, you know, to doing this over the many, many, many years that we've done this? Because it's taken time, it's taken energy, it's taken resource, it's draining to do these. It's been a very, at times, a very painful exercise, taken a lot of flack from a lot of people, a lot of witchcraft attacks that have been sent our way, a lot of computer attacks against our websites, you know, all of that. For what? For a free podcast? For something that's done as a service? So something that's done to try to help people. So on the natural level, why, you know, why even do this? Why even continue? You know, especially when, you know, that on every platform, things are just dialed back against you. Yeah, you know, I'll give you an example. How do you have? Okay, we had like, I mean, approaching 120,000 people on Facebook that were following our page. Now that's been cut down to about 95,000. But when we put up something now, if you look at our stats, 20 people, 30 people will see a post, you know, maybe 100. That's, I mean, how is that even possible when you got, now these are people that have clicked to like and follow the page. They're following, they're actively following the page. And they don't see anything. So, So in the middle of that, it is frustrating when, you know, you're just trying to do that thing that's there in front of you to do, to share something, to share a message, to share truth, to share whatever it is that God gives you, and even in the middle of all of that, things are dialed back like they are. I mean, this is the reason why we've kept the website, and I know there's a lot of work that needs to be done on the site, but it's just, it's there. But one of the reasons why we've kept the website over all these years is at least it's a landing page. So faithmix.com, at least it's a landing page where, you know, and it's a bit of an archive so that people can go and find things. You can still kind of get what you need to from there, no matter what happens. And but we don't know, I mean, who knows how long we'll be able to keep all this stuff going. And, you know, I'm glad this has been a blessing for some people, but, you know, man, it's come at a price. And I don't know if people realize, there's only a handful of people that I know that know what goes into this kind of thing, but realize what's the price that this has been. You know, it's not been a small price to pay to do this. So, you know, my hope and my prayer is that just that these things encourage you, that they bless you, that they strengthen you in your journey. Appreciate it if you guys pray for us, because it's not easy, you know. It's not, none of this stuff is easy, you know. I mean, everybody goes through in this life, you know. And just because we're able to put something out there doesn't mean we're not going through. It just means that in the middle of the attacks and the onslaughts and everything else that goes on, you know, we take a window in the middle of it all to connect with you and to say, hey, keep going. You know, God loves you. God's in control. You know, and keep going. So, but yeah, you know, like, we've recognized that. That a lot of these players in these technology platforms, you know, they've not been put forward in a way to allow for free conversation, to allow for those kind of things to go forward. This is not a friendly stance that they've taken towards, in our case, truth, but in the case of something more neutral, just a conflicting opinion. Instead of having the debate, instead of having the conversation, they just remove the voice. So, you know, it's tough, because, you know, it is in that conversation where you can actually find solutions. It's in that conversation that you can actually weigh things in the balance and find out what actually makes sense. It is that it's that peaceful dialogue that allows for peaceful resolution. It's when you remove that, that you then, people get frustrated and they come at each other in different ways. You know, so the town square is important. The conversation is important. It's extremely important. You know, and people being able to lay out why they think what they think is very important. So, you know, the destruction of that has contributed to the breakdown of relationships, the weaponization of a lot of these things against people, to make them much more angry than they would be otherwise, much less able to be okay with differences and wanting to destroy anything and anyone that thinks differently than them. So, you know, the ability to just think for yourself. Make a decision based on the merits of the topic at hand, you know, and be okay with being in disagreement on something. That's fine. It's all right. It's okay for somebody not to agree with you and for you to not agree with somebody. But for some reason, the world that's been pushed on everybody right now is that everybody's got to be in agreement with everybody on everything, and if they don't, they want to kill you. Now, where does that come in the world of tolerance or society that's livable? So, you know, there's a lot of challenges on the horizon. There's a lot of things that are coming up. You know, again, keep your eyes on Jesus. Be aware but not distracted. Ride the wave. These are all consistent instructions. They don't change, you know, for us in the middle of all that we're looking at and going through. But you know, we continue also to adjust. Look, here's another thing too, right? If something's not working, adjust. You know, we don't have to spend a ton of time complaining, knowing, look, the devil's going to keep being the devil. He's going to continue to do what the devil does. These people that have sold out humanity, they're going to continue selling out humanity. That's what they do. That's what they've done. That's what they're going to continue to do. So, you know, if those that are doing evil, just they're going to continue to do evil. Those that are doing good, let them continue to do good. You know, where and when we can, we engage in the truth. Where and when we can, we try to educate people. Where and when we can, we allow God to use us to wake people up, to awaken people out of the lie, the deception. But that's, but you know, this is not the world that we're in right now. It's a fallen state, and God does have us to do some things here, but you know, this current situation, this current configuration, it's not a nice thing, you know. So it does require some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding. And when you do see things for what they are, call it like it is. You know, call it for what it is. It's okay. You know, say the emperor has no clothes. Because when you do that, it all of a sudden, sometimes people snap out of it. And they're like, whoa, wait a second. That's right. See, okay. Here's a bunch of emperors has no clothes. All right? You've got in the entire, I mean, I'm still amazed how quickly they're trying to get off the coronavirus thing and move over to now riots and race baiting and race wars, right? But in the last thing that happened there, does the virus stop when people go to riot? You know, is it not? I mean, you've got the quarterback Tom Brady being kicked out of a park where he's exercising by himself out in Florida, and at the same time being invited by the coach of the Florida Gators to come and work out there. I don't know how that makes more sense. But okay. But working out in a park by yourself is dangerous. But mass protests and riots are fine. You know, I mean, I think there's some of these Twilight Zone scenes. One of them was, you know, you've got all these healthcare workers out front of the hospital clapping while all the people are, the protesters are walking by in front of them and they're clapping for the healthcare workers. And they're all giving each other a round of applause where psyops overlap. I mean, what happened to, I don't know if you guys saw the campaigns created, but the one where you got the healthcare workers all holding signs saying, "We go to work for you, so you need to stay home for us." You know, do you remember that? Do you remember the last psychological operation that we just came out of? Now, and what's the next one that we're just being thrown right into the middle of the next one? You know, I feel bad for countries on the periphery. You know, places like Sri Lanka, where you know, in these smaller countries that they don't have the staying power, they don't have the resource to go along with all of this stuff, and they're just, economies are just being destroyed in these places. You know, and nobody will shed a tear for what happens in these places. Yeah, and they're just doing what they're told. So, okay. So, yeah, the emperor's got no clothes. None of this stuff on a natural, logical level makes any sense. It doesn't. It doesn't. When you've got... when you've got... How does it make sense when the narrative, this is what was said, you know, by Dr. Birx. She said in her own words, if somebody tests positive on a coronavirus, on a PCR test, if somebody tests positive on a coronavirus test and they die, they said we're applying a liberal count to the death toll. So if somebody dies and they test positive, then we're counting that as a death from COVID-19. Right?
Right.
Okay. So George Floyd in the autopsy tested positive for coronavirus and a PCR test. Is that a COVID-19 death? And the obvious answer is no. So, okay, how many other... What is this counting scheme whereby they make up the number? Whereby they constitute the public health care policy? How is it that 99% of the people, according to Bloomberg, mind you, that died in Italy of the coronavirus had pre-existing conditions? So what is it? You know, did people scratch their knee and die from a scratched knee, or did they die because they scratched their knee? You know, did they die and test positive on a test that was supposedly by the inventor of the PCR test never supposed to be used for diagnosis in the first place? Did they die because of the virus, or did they die having tested positive of the virus? You know, these games of language and semantics, I hope people start to realize that how they're played, how language is used, how language is weaponized against them. I hope people start to recognize that when people have a vested interest in the outcome, how they play with you, and how they manipulate and use these things for a desired effect, a desired outcome. You know, look, when it comes to politics, I like to be neutral. I like to take everything for what it is, and, you know, see how it stacks up against truth. And, you know, that's where I'm coming from. I want to walk in truth. So whatever lines up with truth, that's the thing that I want to support. And if it doesn't line up with truth, I don't want to support it. Period. And if it's a choice between, you know, not so great options, okay, well, what's the closest to truth? If I'm going to make a choice. And you know what? Sometimes maybe I won't make a choice. Sometimes maybe I'll just exit. Because you know what? Sometimes it's not just choice A or choice B, choice 1 or choice 2. Because the world would love to do that to you. They love to put you in a situation where it's like either this or that. Either A or B. Well, how about C? How about D? How about E? How about F? How about Z? How about triple Z? How about option A3157Z2? Why do I gotta choose one of two options that you give me? Where it's all still going the same level, the same way. Why is that? Listen, we need to stop being controlled and ask the questions. So when the emperor's got no clothes, say the emperor's got no clothes. Because when you allow for the false narrative to go forward, all it takes is somebody just saying, no, it's not true, that's not right, and here's why. And a lot of people wake up. And this is why the world has always tried to keep those truth speakers and those voices in the wilderness, away from things, locked up, solitary confinement. Kill them. That's what they do to them. And in the world of digital media, shadow ban you or take your stuff down. I mean, this taking people's content down is ridiculous. You know, on a natural level, just ridiculous. Because, I mean, you know, it's a viewpoint. But it's not the right viewpoint, right? It's not the viewpoint that they want to be out there. It's not the viewpoint that they want to go viral. It's not the viewpoint, the questioning viewpoint that they... No, they want people that reinforce the narrative and say things that are approved of by the technocrats, by the controllers of the platforms themselves. That's not healthy, y'all. It's not healthy. It is not healthy. You know, you learn by being exposed. Look, if the only culture you know is the one... Look, whatever culture you come from, that's the one you think is right. Whatever background you have, that's the one you think is right. Because that's what you come from. That's what you know. That's your worldview. And this is why, for example, when people travel and they're exposed to other things, it really helps round them out as a person, because all of a sudden they're exposed to, you know, hey, people do something a different way. And then you start to question, well, why do I do things the way that I do? Because that's what you know. So that's why you do things the way that you do, is because that's what you know. That's your background. That's your experience. And so you do things the way that you know, because that's how you were raised, and that's your habit, and that's your experience, and that's what you're comfortable with. And then when you're exposed to somebody else that does things in a different way, it brings up a question. And it doesn't even have to be about, well, is the way that you were raised or whatever you were brought up, is that right or wrong? It doesn't have to be on that level. Just start with, you know, okay, people do things differently, so let me understand that. I mean, okay, you got people that, so let's talk about Sri Lanka. But you got people that come down from overseas. If you wear a suit in these other countries and you come here, if you try to wear a suit every day in this country, you will just die of heat exhaustion because it's hot. But there's people that try to wear suits and they come for some special meetings, and occasionally people will do that for a special event, a wedding or something like that. But, you know, there's a reason that that kind of dress and that kind of attire has never been the standard attire here, because it's a hot country. So it's just a simple thing, but, you know, it doesn't mean that people, you know, that they're not working in formal situations or whatever, but it's just different. And if somebody goes from here to another context and everybody's in suits and they need to adjust. So it's just a different context. It's just a different way. It's just a different way that people do things. So when people are exposed, and, you know, it just rounds out their world, rounds out their worldview. So the need for people to just communicate, talk, learn, it's a good start. It's a good start. Yeah, you know, it's been, for me, things that I see coming on the earth right now, it's sad. You know, it's sad because to see a lot of people going through a lot of pain and a lot of things being tore up right now. And it's sad to see because, you know, my heart's desire is really wanting the best for everybody. You know? But that's not going to be what happens. Ultimately, people reap what they sow, and, you know, you make a decision who you want to serve. And the Lord God has given people the opportunity. Christ Jesus has made the way, but we have the choice, and we've got to make that choice. And if you choose life, you'll receive life. If you don't choose life, you're not going to get it. So it needs to be understood. There's a way that seems right unto a man, the end thereof is the ways of death. There's a way that seems right to a lot of people, but unless you're following the voice of the living God, you go your own way, it's just going to destroy. And, you know, in the middle of all that's going on, there's also, I have these moments of just incredible hope that spring up inside of me as well. Because I do recognize that God's in control. I do recognize that His kingdom is coming. His will is being done. I do recognize that a lot of things are being brought out into the light. And, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, he is carrying out and completing his will. So we just need to do our part. So, you know, so even when it comes to something like this podcast, hey, as long as God gives us unction to do it, and the way and means to be able to do it, okay. In Jesus' name, as God gives us strength, Lord, here we are, showing up for duty. You show us what you need us to do, we'll do it. That's it. And carry on. You know, sometimes all you got to do is just show up. Just do your part. Just do the thing that God gave you to do. Pray, you guys, please, pray. That is your weapon of your warfare. That is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You apply His Word. You apply the prayer and the power that He's given you in prayer. You apply the promises and the truth of the living God to whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with. God will be with you in that. You need to use that. All right? So speaking of which, let's do that now. Father, in Jesus' name, I just want to pray, and we pray all together right now. We touch and agree in the realm of the Spirit, Father, for one another in Jesus' name. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that are listening in right now. Father, we pray for one another, Lord, that you'd quicken us in your word and your truth. Quicken us, Lord God, to your plan and your purpose, Father. We all pray together, Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Father, in all that's going on in this world right now, for all of the plans of the enemy and all the deceptions and the evil and every scheme that the enemy has unleashed upon this world, we pray that it would fall to the ground and be nothing. That every one of their plans and their schemes will fall apart. That their schemes and their intentions will result in zero. Will result in nothing. Will backfire on them, in fact. Everything that they thought would result in one particular thing will turn into a completely opposite result. It'll be a complete mess for them. Every scheme and plan of the enemy that they do, they will wish that they didn't do it. They will wish that they didn't try it. They will wish that they didn't instigate that. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that all of these scams, these attempts to destroy people's lives, all the deception and the confusion around the coronavirus, all these things would be moved out of the way, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray that light and truth would come forward, and Lord, that your plan and your purpose and your will would be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Lord, for the strengthening of our brothers and sisters around the world, and anybody that listens to this, Father, we pray that they are blessed. Blessed in their homes, blessed in their families, blessed in their relationships, blessed in their minds, blessed in their resources, their families, the work of their hands, the meditations of their hearts. Be with all of us, Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We love you guys. God bless you. Listen, with all that's going on, don't worry. You know, that's something that God has continued to put that in front of us. And to him who overcomes, all right? Whatever state you're in, whatever your challenge is, God's call for us is to overcome. So we overcome as we remain in him and his words remain in us. Walk it out. God's with you. We love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Always love to hear from you. God bless you. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Bye.